When was the last time you asked for someone's advice or opinion? Well, that can be a dangerous thing in our day and time, but it's something we all do. We just have to be careful whom we are asking. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Psalm chapter 1 verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked." Right off the bat, it should strike us that this blessed man or happy man is described in a negative fashion. In other words, instead of jumping immediately to what the blessed man does do in order to be blessed, we begin with what he does not do, what he will not do if he wants a blessed life. And the text tells us three things. He walks not in the counsel of the wicked, he stands not in the way of sinners, and he sits not in the way of scoffers. And we immediately notice that some sort of progression is described, but we need to think our way through this progression of walking, standing, and sitting. What does it mean not to walk in the counsel of the wicked? Well, to walk in the counsel of someone is to live upon the advice of that person. The metaphor for walking is a common one in the Bible. We see it in the Bible when Christians are told to walk in a manner worthy of the gospel. And we know that Paul, in that text in Ephesians, does not mean that there is a certain gait with which the Christians are supposed to put one foot in front of the other. But rather, there's a manner of life that reflects that a person is being guided by the gospel. Or consider Psalm chapter 84, verse 11. "No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly." Is the psalmist pronouncing a blessing on those who stand up straight when they walk versus those who slouch? Well, no. But we understand that the psalmist is referring to a person's way of living, their moral choices in life. So to walk in the counsel of the wicked is to have your moral and your ethical way of life guided by the advice and opinions and counsel of the wicked. But who are the wicked? Well, to be wicked in the Psalms is to be guided by your own set of self-induced values. The wicked person is self-ruled, self-centered, self-governed. He or she lives life for the praise of self instead of the praise of God. The blessed man, the happy man, does not do that. Today, please pray for Michael Strong and his family, our missionaries in Minnesota. And also remember the Garifuna Life Word broadcast that's heard in Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras.